topic of the day, and it has been the Giants quarterback situation, BT, especially with Drew Aller playing tonight for Penn State against Notre Dame in a game that is going to have added interest for New York Giants fans and New York football fans in general, trying to see what's going to potentially happen with the 2025 NFL draft. And I guess if Aller plays well and the Nittany Lions beat Notre Dame, then maybe there's more likely a chance that Aller enters the draft, which if he did, now all of a sudden there are three appealing quarterback choices. Maybe I shouldn't use the word appealing, but three quarterbacks that might be worthy of the top three picks. And in that particular case, the Giants would be in a decent spot, at least getting one of them, and if not trading out. So could be a franchise-altering night tonight, potentially, for the Giants.
Well, I said this out to start the show. To me, this is the biggest game of the Giants' season because it opens up a lot of possibilities. Now, he might go out there, play poorly, and it doesn't really change much for the Giants because they want a quarterback, and they're picking three, and convention would say that quarterback's going one and a quarterback is going two. Yeah, I am just really getting deep into the quarterbacks now, so I don't really know what next year's crop is in terms of strength, but I know that this is perceived to be a weak quarterback class, and I don't love it either. I do like Ward over Sanders. I've said that a million times. I've got to form more of an opinion on Aller tonight, although I have watched him a little bit in the Big Ten because it's my favorite conference. But I think that, you know, if next year is particularly strong and Aller plays well, then I think it would obviously increase the odds of him jumping into the draft. If he plays well the next week, next year is, you know, comparable to this year, a little unsure, hit or miss, a little weak, then I think he might stay and then maybe has a better chance to go number one overall next year because he's still young. He's only 20 years old. So if he got drafted this year, say if he comes out and gets drafted, he would be one of the youngest kids in the NFL.
And
that's
also
young.
Yeah, and it also doesn't mean, which would give me a little bit of hesitation,
yeah,
especially if I'm the Giants with New York, whatever. But it also doesn't mean that, okay, well, Aller comes out and he's going to be the third quarterback taken and that's the Giants guy. We have no idea. He could go number one. He could go number two to Cleveland. But either way, it would guarantee at least that that third pick would have an option to take, in many people's minds, one of the top quarterbacks in the draft. And it's a unique thing, B-Team. We've discussed this all, as you mentioned. Check it out on the free Odyssey app. In that the Giants put themselves as a franchise, however it is that they got there, they're here, to where they need a quarterback. Their owner says it. We all know it. It's why last year I was begging and screaming, saying, please don't take a wide receiver. You draft the number six. Take a freaking quarterback. You need one because I can't watch Daniel Jones anymore. Obviously, now looking back, I still believe that even more. But the point is, I thought they needed it then. Now it's even more definitive. They need a quarterback. Daniel Jones isn't even here, so they don't have a quarterback. Mara said it. We know Shannon Dable going into year four have to get their guy. And if it's not in the draft, then look at the other options around the league, whether it's Milton from the Patriots, whatever it may be. Justin Fields, Sam Darnold. Is Trevor Lawrence going to shake free? Trading for J.J. McCarthy. There are other options, maybe some more appealing than others, but it seems that they've put themselves in a spot where they almost have to find a, not just a stopgap quarterback, a franchise quarterback this year.
I got a weird way to frame this, incorporating both teams. It might make no sense, but I think you'll like it. If not, we'll move on.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that there are more qualified quarterback options for the Giants or qualified head coaching options for the Jets?
I think probably the head coach search. I mean, because in my mind, the best options, I'd be intrigued. And again, who the hell knows about what Milton's going to be here? You talk about seeing him in a game, you know, half of a game or whatever as the backup. But I would be intrigued by him, and I'd be intrigued by any of the three potential draft prospects, just because. Like, I know that they're not as good as some last year or whatever it may be, but still, those are the... And J.J. McCarthy.
Definitely. McCarthy more than you.
Yeah, any young... Well, my theory on that is just, if you liked him, then you should have taken him last year, obviously. But whatever, you can't go backwards, fine. But McCarthy, Milton, any of the top three, those guys would be appealing options, whereas with the Jets, there's a bunch of guys that I like that they don't even have on their list. So I think there are many more qualified, quality head coaches available than there are quarterbacks.
I'm trying to see if I agree. All right, so let's just say somehow the Giants got Sanders or Ward or Drew Aller or traded for Milton to a lesser extent, got Justin Fields and definitely McCarthy.
Okay.
I think those are, and I put Fields six out of those six.
But six.
Certainly the first five would galvanize the fans. Mm-hmm. Do you agree? Like, excite the fans. Like, hey, we got a top quarterback. We got a young kid. We just drafted somebody. One, you know, if we trade up one or two or stick at three, right? Fair?
I think any of those options, probably the first five, more exciting and hopeful, yes.
Okay, so those are five.
Yeah, okay.
Now, how many of the options from the Jets head coaching?
Are we going on who's available, who they're interviewing?
Who they're interviewing. That's what I'm going to go on.
Well, then it's taking
out
a bunch
of guys.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. So how many of the, and we know the list of
Are we putting Vrabel on there?
I'll keep him on there until he's officially with the Patriots, which should be very soon.
Although, it feels like he's not going to be one.
Agreed. Vrabel would fire up Jet fans. I think Rex would really excite about 30% of the Jet fans, like really excited. It would frustrate me beyond belief, but some fans would be pumped. I would not, you know that.
All right.
I think Aaron Glenn would be pragmatically, I think the Jet fans would be excited by the potential of his head coaching ability. I don't think it. And because he played here and was a really good player, I think that would be met with some excitement, but not over the top. I think Flores would be, and that's who I want at this point.
I have Vrabel.
If you don't get Vrabel.
I have Vrabel, Glenn, and this is not my list.
Flores.
I'm trying to think. Yeah. Vrabel, Glenn, Flores, Rex. Joe Brady was on their list.
He's on their list. Okay. I didn't put him on mine. I think Joe Brady would excite Jet fans because he's young and he's an offensive mind.
Exactly.
Okay, so, but I think once you start getting past that, no one's excited but Spagnuolo getting an interview.
Rivera,
Ron Rivera. You know?
Who else is there? There's a bunch of other guys, too. I feel like the Jets have been trying to interview. The problem is, in my mind, there are at least three, Carroll, Gruden, Kingsbury, three legit, I would be excited about any of those three.
Yeah.
That would take that number then even higher, but the Jets don't have them on their list. I have no faith the Jets are going to get this right, by the way.
I do.
Yeah. Well,
I do.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to. Like, I could easily have the mindset, as some do with this team and other teams, no matter what they do, they're going to mess up. I'm not going to sit here blindly and say they're going to hit a home run. I don't believe that. But I feel like their process is a little, two reasons, I'll tell you why. I think their process, they're casting a wider net, number one.
I know, but a lot of the guys are like,
well,
why?
I mean, listen, I...
And it's a too wide a net. Is McCown on that list, by the way?
Loosely. Yeah, McCown would. I would like McCown too. I agree with that. So I think the net is wider, meaning the candidates are more interesting. I think the Jets roster is much better than the last two previous cycles when Robert Saleh and Adam Gase inherited dirt. And the fact that the Jets are enlisting Tannenbaum and Spielman and the agency, I just feel like it's a more intelligent search.
Yeah. I don't know if I feel that yet because the top three guys that I would want aren't on there. Hoff, you have quickly, is this the definitive list?
15 names.
Okay, for head coach? What?
For head coach.
Meaning that they've already spoke with these or they're going to?
Or right, going
go ahead.
To.
Okay.
Now just give me a little pause in between each one.
So Jeff Ulbrich is on there.
Stop.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
No, meaning like stop, we don't want him, not stop. Go ahead.
Darren Rizzi.
What?
Yeah, the guy from the Saints.
I know. The stop.
He's not
interested.
He's almost, you know how we like guys that are fiery?
Yeah, I know. He's too fiery.
He's too much.
He let them up out there. He got them going, but not interested.
Go ahead.
Rex Ryan.
No, not interested.
Oh, God.
Brian Griese.
Not interested.
Ron Rivera.
Not interested.
Yeah, this is what I mean. Like all these names.
Steve Spagnuolo.
Definitely not interested.
Matt Nagy.
More interested than the others, but I didn't say interested. Yeah. I said more interested than hell no.
Vance Joseph.
No way.
Arthur Smith.
All right. I don't like him.
As much as I think Arthur Smith can be a good head coach, of all these potential candidates, like even I wouldn't hire him. And I like Arthur Smith, but this is not the right.
Well, if that was the end of the list, Arthur Smith sadly would be near the top of it. But list is not over. Yeah, keep going.
Bobby Slowick.
Honestly, not terrible.
So far, dude. That's what I mean.
Let him finish. Stop mocking my team.
Josh McCown.
Interested.
Papa Shango.
Yeah, right.
Not interested. That's why I'm brother love.
Aaron Glenn.
I love Aaron Glenn.
Brother BT.
Yeah.
Mike Vrabel.
That's the guy.
Yeah, and he's not going to be
that's the guy for the Patriots.
Yeah, right.
There's two more. Brian Flores.
Interested.
And Joe Brady.
See, dude.
Interested.
But of all those names.
It's true.
For me to say that there are better options, to tie it back into your original question, for me to say that there are better options available at head coach, you'd have to include the guys that I want.
Yes.
As opposed to the guys the Jets are going after.
Okay, now, I know it's a little convoluted and a weird way of looking at it, but just to contrast it to, think about how I first framed this. Like, more interesting list of potential Giant answers versus the Jet head coaches. Now, yeah, every young player that we just, that's going to get drafted in the first five picks here, I mean, is interesting, but two out of the three can absolutely suck.
Yeah.
So, like, I know, meaning that they're going, I think the Giants list is going to inherently sound more appealing because of the unknown.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that.
But that list is.
You know, I was going to side with the Jets saying that they're better.
Inspiring.
Yeah, right. You think, like, they're doing their due diligence and a big search and a wide net, but.
But I don't think they're hiring half those stiffs. I mean, I think it's going to be.
So you're hoping it's Flores or Glenn?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
You're down to two. Vrabel, yes.
Vrabel one, Flores two, Aaron Glenn three. That's my list.
Of that list, I'm going to go in no particular order. Well, I'll give you my three.
Go ahead.
Flores. Was Joe Brady on that list?
He was.
Okay. Flores, Joe Brady, and Aaron Glenn.
Not Vrabel?
Well,
just assume he's not.
Yeah. I mean, you want to put him on the shore, but like realistically.
Yeah, I mean, just give me some hope. Boy. He hasn't gotten there yet. Let me have a little fun here. We can still get Vrabel.
Hate to break it to you.
Do you want to hear the GM list now?
No.
You know what? Yes, no,
you
do? Okay, I do.
Go ahead.
All right, you got Lewis Riddick.
Names we don't even know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, I know. Riddick, I heard of him.
Jim Nagy.
Where's he? Do you have where he's from or no?
Reese's Senior Bowl Executive Director.
Okay.
John Robinson.
From the Titans.
Okay. Thomas Dimitrioff.
Yeah, I'm interested in him.
Chris Spielman, Lions exec.
Okay.
Question. How responsible for this Lions team, like, who's there from him? Not many, right?
He's an exec. He's not even, like,
he's not even the top guy.
Okay, but go ahead.
Mike Borgonzi.
Yeah, okay.
Alec Hallaby.
You got to tell me from
they
where
they just interviewed Hallaby yesterday.
Borgonzi's Chiefs. Hallaby's from Eagles.
Hallaby's from the Eagles. He went to Harvard. He's young. Okay. He's a big analytical guy.
Ray Farmer.
Yeah, him I like. Yeah. From the Rams,
not
right?
Bad.
Yeah.
Mike Greenberg, not the radio host.
Right.
Hey, Long Island guy, Mike Greenberg.
Which one,
yeah.
Both. I don't know. Greenberg, I think, is from the city, the ESPN guy. But I think Mike Greenberg is from Long Island.
Okay.
The guy that's interviewing.
Mike Greenberg and then Green and the Weenie is the way that I would.
Greenie the Weenie?
Yeah, well, Greenie.
Why you call him a Weenie
for? But just to decipher the two.
He's a Weenie?
Don't you think?
Wow. I don't know if I'm going to call him a Weenie, but he's. Yeah, I'm not going to call you.
Anyway.
I know what you mean. I'm not going to call him a Weenie, right, though.
Let's go to these last three winners real quick, guys. Trey Brown from the Bengals.
Okay.
Ray Grigson from the Vikings, Senior Vice President of Player Personnel. And John Eric Sullivan, Packers VP of Player Personnel.
Yeah, I mean.
That's a wide net, too. A lot of different teams. It just
seems like
it's more extensive than last time, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah, I like that a lot better than the head coach candidates. And ideally, BT, we talked about this yesterday, you would hire the general manager and then let him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the interview process, you're going to have an idea of who he would want to hire as a head coach, or at least what he's looking for, but then let him select the head coach. Either way, I still think that those options, the head coaching options, are greater than the quarterback options for the Giants, especially if now you're taking off and ties back into the whole point here, ties back into Drew Aller tonight, where if he doesn't come out, then what? Now you're taking a potential big option off the board because you assume whoever goes 1-2, whatever quarterbacks are taken in whatever order, it's going to be 1-2. The only hope then would be that Deion pushes Shador out of Cleveland, which would then get him to the Giants.
That's true. I would think that, you know, if Aller stays in, the chances of trading for McCarthy soar. Like, they just grow strongly.
You trade down mass picks, and you're not trading the third pick for McCarthy.
You're going to have to.
No.
You're going to have to. That's what they want.
No.
Well, then you're not getting them.
And I don't think they're getting a top.
Well, that's what they're going to ask for.
Yeah.
100% they're going to ask for the third pick. There's no question.
Third pick overall?
Yeah.
No way.
Dude, if you think McCarthy could play, what's the damn difference? If you really think he could play,
But in that case, the Giants would trade down. Let's say they
would trade their third pick to the Vikings.
Well, can't you trade down a little bit? Let's say that
they could.
Let's say they didn't love any of the three quarterbacks that were there at number three.
Okay.
Assuming Aller comes out.
Go ahead.
Trade down, not too far down, but let's say they get
7-8.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
And then
to the Vikings?
Hey, maybe the Jets trade up from 7, you know, who knows, whatever. But yeah, then they get
anything
that
else you want to throw into the possibility of the blender here? I mean, sure. I mean, anything
but whatever,
else here?
Then they take that top 10 first round pick.
Anything's possible.
Okay. I mean, now you're getting
seems
more.
Seems a little.
I think that's
little
better.
Much.
Yeah, I think that the I would think the third overall pick is more valuable than J.J. McCarthy.
Unless J.J. McCarthy's a stud. Mm. Then you'd give up the first overall pick for J.J. McCarthy.
They could have him at the 6th last year. BT and Sal, the fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Caleb is calling from Red Bank. What's up, Caleb?
Hey, man. How's it going? I love the show. Quick question. It might laugh at me. It might say it's stupid, but do you think that with the third pick, so it's probably going to be two quarterbacks on the first two picks, right?
Mm-hmm.
To the Browns and to
Titans.
To the Titans.
Yep.
Do you think there's enough in the third pick to swap picks with New England Patriots for Joe Milton?
Is there enough? Meaning, would the third pick be appealing enough to the Patriots for Milton?
Yes.
I'm not giving up the third pick for Milton. Probably,
you know, but you just trade one pick
just
back.
A swap, though, because then we'll get four.
Patriots
I'm sorry. Gotcha.
So you trade one. You trade down one spot, get Milton, let New England take whoever they want at number three.
And we could get like a D-end or a cornerback.
That's really interesting. I didn't even really consider that, Caleb. I mean, if you can swing that, hell yeah. You like Milton.
So try to think about it from the Patriots' perspective. What would be the value of Milton, do you think? When was he drafted? Do we have any
idea? He's a sixth-round pick.
That's what I'm saying. So what are they going to get from him? Realistically, if they trade him, are they getting a number
two? A third
two?
That becomes a two, maybe, with conditional playing time and triggers and incentives.
So is a swap one spot for them maybe more appealing? Are the Giants doing themselves a disservice?
They would be. That's too much, actually, for Milton, now that
But here's the way, though, that if they loved Milton, to your point about McCarthy, if they loved Milton, loved him, like, of all the options.
Well, they loved them. They had five rounds to take them.
Yeah, well.
I mean, jeez.
But then I said the same thing about McCarthy, and then maybe they see Milton another year.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, I got you.
But this is exactly what we talked about last year. Just take a quarterback. All right, you don't want one at number six? Find a way to take one. Take somebody. So they probably wouldn't. But let's just say, theoretically, they do love Milton.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, okay, well, we'll just go down a spot. We'll get the fourth best player in the draft. You can move up, take the third best player, and we get Milton.
Can't justify that. I know it's the same. See, I'm almost contradicting myself. Like, if you love the quarterback, you know, so I know they could have had McCarthy last year, and they didn't take him at six. So why would you give up the third spot this year? And I'm saying if you think McCarthy's the one, you do it. But McCarthy was a top 10 pick. Milton was in the sixth round. I can't do that.
All right. BT and Sal on the fan will come back. We got to talk some baseball.
We do. I got a couple things for you. I know you got something for me.
Yeah, looking forward to it. We'll do that when we come back, as well as your calls, 888-808-1019. In just a second, 888-808-1019. Couple of notes from baseball here, BT. One I just saw come across the social media feed, Andy Martino of SNY saying that Luis Arraez isn't likely to play for a New York team this season, but as his name is in the news lately, it's worth noting that the Mets seem slightly more open to adding him than the Yankees do.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, right? That's not a bad little nugget right there from Martino. Obviously, the Mets have a lot of work to do
here.
That's
a great nugget. First time I've heard him connected to the Mets at all.
Yeah, me too.
It was only just Yankees and Padres talking, apparently.
Me too. He said, there's a quote here in the story, too. The Yanks are not expected to begin a pursuit of Arraez. The Mets have not engaged in substantive trade talks with the Padres either, but could be looking to add a veteran infielder.
Okay. It's the same concept that I know that he's a little deficient defensively and on the bases, and advanced analytics do not, position him very favorably as a modern baseball player. The guy hits .330 every year. So if he's on base in front of Juan Soto or Aaron Judge, it's good.
Here's what another issue, though. If Pete Alonso signs with another team, again, this is according to Martino, if Pete Alonso signs with another team, Arraez could come into play as a stopgap first baseman.
That I don't like as
who
much.
Who has the ability? Me neither.
That's
like,
different.
If you tell me he's going to play second.
Yeah. That's different.
Or by the way, DH.
True.
Mets need a DH. There's nobody says that the DH has to be a 25 to 30 home run hitter.
That's true.
I'm fine with having him be a DH. You minimize his weaknesses defensively.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I guess on the base path, no, because you hope he's on base all the time. But, yeah, theoretically, you have him hitting in front of Soto. I mean, I guess, what are you going to go? Lindor, Arraez, so you probably wouldn't do that.
I mean, really, what I would do, but they won't do this because Lindor was so good in a leadoff spot, I would go Arraez 1, Lindor 2, Soto 3. But he's,
he's got to hit leadoff, but he's probably not because Lindor was so good.
Maybe 7th?
Which is why I don't think he's a good fit. Well, maybe 9th.
7th or 9th?
You see what I'm saying?
Having I know 9, what you mean. And then
having a guy who's going to win a batting title, potentially hitting 9th as a DH. turn that back around then.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, point is, at least it seems like the Mets are more, doesn't seem like it's going to happen, but Mets are more interesting or more potentially more interested than the Yanks in our eyes.
Okay, I got something for you here. So this is just, you know, winter fun and who knows what's going to happen. Did you see this via Fangraphs Zips with the 2025 projections?
Some of them.
Okay. So let me give you, I picked four. Now, they ran through every Met player. I'm not going to give you every.
You're just doing Mets here or Yankees?
I'm just giving you four Mets. I want your, I'm going to give you their.
Did you see, I'm sorry to cut you off, did you see the Yankees projections?
No, did you?
Yeah.
All right, so maybe you can hit me with a few of those.
I don't have it now. Hoff, can you pull that up while BT does this with me with the Mets? Zips projections for the Yankees this year.
And really just maybe pick four or five players.
Judging Cole specifically, those are the two that I saw.
I would also throw in maybe Wells and Volpe. That's probably most interesting from a Yankee perspective. I got four for you.
Okay.
I'm going to give you their projections, the numbers, the four pertinent stats. You tell me in a quick description how much... how enthused you would be by these numbers.
Okay.
Juan Soto.
Okay.
276.
No.
33 home runs.
Yes.
100 RBIs.
That's soft for me.
And a 947 OPS, which is obviously really good.
I need a little more average, and I need more ribbies.
Let me tell you something. If Juan Soto, now I know.
But I'd probably take that anyway.
Well, I wouldn't. I mean, I know that Beltran in year one only hit 16 home runs for the Mets, so it doesn't mean
that anyone nuts. No, but the 33 homers is good.
It is, but if Juan Soto hits 276 with 33 home runs and 100 RBIs and he's healthy for the entire season, that's not what he's supposed to do at this amount of money.
You
got to give me 290, 119 RBIs. But come on, man.
Or what about the homers?
I'm fine with 33 home runs.
And what about the OPS?
Yes.
So we agree there.
Yes.
You definitely need more ribbies. 100?
Yeah, dude. I'm just giving you the numbers they spit back.
100's light.
One big factor. No Judge.
Yeah, well, that's why I say that realistically. I don't think that it's a bad year. I just don't think that's a great year for Juan Soto, especially year one.
It would be a little underwhelming, no question. Lindor.
Yeah.
260 average.
Okay.
27 home runs. 93 ribbies.
So it's 260.
260.
27.
27. 93 ribbies.
As a leadoff hitter.
Uh-huh. And an OPS of 799.
That's right there.
I know. It's...
I probably need a little more. I'm okay with the ribbies and the homers.
You're not okay with the average? Because to me, if he hits 260, that means he probably doesn't hit 190 for the first 5 weeks again.
I need a little more.
270?
A little higher OPS. I'd like it in the 8s.
I would agree. Give me 815. Okay. Let's be realistic, but 799... I'm with you.
A little soft, but not bad.
Okay. The Entos, which is a really interesting one to me. 250 average. 26. 86. 771 OPS.
That's too light. Way too light.
What's the home runs, the ribbies, everything?
I think all of it. Remember, you're projecting, I don't know what they're projecting him, but I'm projecting him to be the three hitter.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be now... From opening day on, two or three hitter in a lineup with Lindor and Soto right there with him, he's got to produce more than that. I mean, especially if you're factoring in there's no Alonso here, like Mets can't live with that.
I would agree.
250?
Yeah. What did he hit last year? 270 something? I don't have it in front of me.
I gotta pull that. I'm trying to
see. To me, 250, I would like more like 260, 270, and I think he could be that guy, but at least if it's 250, not that that's good. But he doesn't bottom out in the sophomore slump. Like you'd be, think about how. You know, just how much of a buzzkill, like, if Vientos comes out and hits 239, which I don't think he's that kind of player. I just don't. I think
I'm more caught up in the
ribbies.
Yeah, the power numbers. Last year, Vientos hit 266, 27 and 71.
Okay, hold on. 266, so their projection is down 16 points in the batting average.
Okay, which, fine, whatever.
Whatever, 27 home runs.
Yeah.
This is minus one, but with more at-bats this year because he played. Okay.
And with Soto in the lineup. Like,
true.
No, he's got to be a 30 home run guy, I would think.
How many ribbies?
71. He had 71 a year ago.
All right, so they're giving him 86.
No, he's got to have more than that.
I need more than, depending upon where he hits. I would like 90-plus RBIs, and I don't even care as much about the home runs yet. I'm fine with 26. I want 25. I want 30 doubles.
He had 22 a year ago. You would expect
that.
I
want 27 to 30.
Dude, 111 games he put up 27 and 71.
I hear you.
What was the OPS that they had?
771.
It was 836.
I'm with you, dude. These are odd projections.
All right, so now
the street forecast is some downturn in Met performance. I got one more.
Okay, yeah.
Alvarez.
Okay, I'm curious about this.
Yeah, these are the four. To me, these are the four most interesting. So I gave you Soto, gave you Lindor, gave you Vientos, Francisco Alvarez. 232. That's unacceptable.
Come on. I spit at that. 232. Come on.
How dare you offend me with your paltry 232.
Come on with this.
I spit at that like the Iron Sheik. All right, 232, 20 bombs.
How many?
20.
No, he's getting, come on.
I agree.
His number last year, we did it because I know it was 25 or 24 and a half.
64 ribbies.
It's embarrassing.
744 OPS. That I'm actually okay with.
744?
Almost 750. You know, did have a great year last year.
I mean, yeah, I know he had he had a down year last year, BT. That would be a horrible year.
These aren't
year.
My numbers. These are via Fangraph zips.
Yeah, which is why I can't take it seriously. All right, now, I know the Judge and Cole ones and how I felt. I don't know them exactly to read them off.
Oh, you don't have them?
No, Hoff's got them.
Hoff, you got them?
You have the Judge.
He's got a couple.
Cole. Oh, let's start with Judge here because we did this the other day on Baseball Night in New York.
Okay, I didn't see this. I watched the show. I didn't see that.
What you think here.
All right, hit me up and you want to react.
Judge? All right, Judge, he is, his average 272.
No, what?
What do you want?
272?
Yeah.
No, unacceptable.
Right, dude.
Next.
On base, 399. Yeah, OPS, 975.
I'll take that.
Home runs, 48.
No, but I'll take it.
RBIs, 117.
I'll take it. He's not going to hit 270. I mean, everything else is pretty good except the 270.
I thought that was low.
For the average or the other stuff?
Just in general, like, I get it that you can't project a guy to hit 60 home runs every year.
Well, Soto's not going to be on base every night to have 145 RBIs. You got to factor that in.
But still, this is Aaron Judge here.
But you need guys on base.
I thought that was still light, especially the average is almost insulting.
Well, hold on. Well, that's what I pushed back on.
Yeah.
All right, so if I remember, 48 home runs, 117 ribbies, 990 OPS?
The OPS was, hold on, I got like a bunch of tabs.
And 272 is, okay, so let's say 272, scratch
975.
That out.
975.
975, okay, thanks. So 272, no, he's not a 272 hitter. Let's say he hits 301 and he has 48 home runs, 117 ribbies, and he has the 975 OPS. He's right, he's top three MVP. I'll take it. Next.
Next what?
Cole, give us Cole.
Yeah, next person.
Oh, I never.
Yeah, it's okay. Or whoever you got. But Cole.
Let's see. Cole, we got an ERA of 3.98.
No.
Dude.
No.
I know. I was thinking the same thing.
What else doing his projections?
Yeah, I know.
This is your zips.
Yeah, now I know. It's not so funny anymore.
I like him.
119 whip.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Let's see. What else? What other stat you want from him? You want a strikeout line?
Yeah, strikeout
to walk
ratio. I think
they had 150 and 150 innings.
197 strikeouts and 189 innings.
What was it?
197 and 189.
That means he's fairly healthy. I would just push back on the ERA. The other stuff is really good, not quite amazing, but I don't think he's quite what he was. So
12 wins.
He's going to win more than 12 games. All right, who else?
I thought the projections were lower myself for that, but anyway, go ahead. All right. Give us Volpe.
Let's get
next.
Volpe.
You should have Volpe and Wells ready. Yeah. Here.
And Wells. Well,
hold on.
Yep.
I can't find Volpe. I'm trying to find Volpe.
I got Wells. Then.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Can I guess?
Yeah, go for it.
244.
No.
Lower?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
231.
No, unacceptable.
314 on base.
Horrendous.
OPS is 725.
Not good enough. How many bombs?
16.
No, he's going to hit more. He's going to be up. The arrow will go. You could take this to the bank. The arrow will be up on every one of those four categories. Everyone. I don't know about Volpe.
I got Volpe
Austin
here.
Wells is going to be really good.
If I'm on the right site and the right thing here, Fangraphs, prospects report. Okay, this is Volpe
All
here.
Right, let's go.
No. Homer's 19.
I would take it.
Average,
I would take it.
Average 241.
You got to be more than this, dude. It's year three. You can't hit 240.
It's coming down, actually, from last year. On base, 310.
Just poultry. That's embarrassing.
What other stats
if that's the case, then
OPS
he's just not good.
OPS 708.
Yeah, am I in
hey, that's higher. No, you're on it.
Okay.
OPS 708?
Yeah, that's higher than he's normally been.
I know.
He's been 676 every year.
What about ribbies for him?
Well, I'm more
66.
Or stolen bases.
I'm more concerned about steals. What do they give him? 26, 30?
Stolen bases. Let's see this little guy.
Little guy.
29. Yeah, he's a little guy.
Little guy.
He's not big. He's not Papa Shango.
I can't stand these.
I mean,
I don't know how to navigate this. I got to be honest. I'm sitting here.
It is
Papa
hard.
Shango.
Yeah, you're better with the Fangraph stuff, BT. Than
I like the stats. But I would take the two things that jump out the most would be Judge's batting average, Juan Soto's batting average as just unfair and low. I can't say they're being unfair to Volpe with their assessments right. because he hasn't proven to be the player.
But if,
but
it is
if
that,
that's what it is, we got problems.
Yeah. Well, then he's nowhere near.
Then he's just not the player that we need him to be, and he's never going to be that. Listen,
we had
it's year
on
three, dude.
Yeah, yeah. We had Catchman on ourselves.
Yep.
The expectation is superstar. He said that
not
last
for me,
summer.
Though. Not
well,
for me.
Well, but from him and the organization, he said it right here this summer, to or this past summer, to us.
He told us.
As I said, I thought he was going to be a superstar. He said, yeah, me too. That's the expectation from the Yankees. 240?
He's not going to be a superstar.
Dude.
I mean, I just hope he's a star. Well, he's not going to be a superstar. Come on. He's not wit.
I was going to say there's a big difference between superstar and 240.
Yes, there
is. I mean, my God. He's got at least hit 280. Really,
he's
ideally.
He's got 280 this year.
Ideally,
I'll take 265, 260. You got to start. You got to crawl before you run.
I know, but ideally, he should be their leadoff hitter in front of Aaron Judge.
Ideally, he should be.
Hit the ball the other way. Hit with some power. Like, come on. Volpe's going to be an impact bat.
Okay, what would you bet on more, that he hits 280 or 240? What would you bet on? Your money.
Yeah, based on what I've seen.
Your money.
I mean, I still believe he's got the potential to be that.
I do too. What would you bet on?
I can't bet on.
Exactly.
I can't bet on 280.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's a problem for the Yankees.
That's
BT fine. And Sal on the fan. Yeah, love the baseball
there.
Stuff. We'll get back to your calls on the other side. Giants talk with their quarterback situation. We want to talk about baseball.
A little card game
well.
Coming up.
Yeah, we can pull your card as well with BT and Sal. We'll have a special edition of that. 888 as we get set, to preview the World Series. 888-808-1019. Card with BT and Sal. Now, this is still exhibition phase here. It's Aaron Boone's favorite game on the radio.
I hope he's listening right now.
Anyway, so we'll do the World Series part of this. Either next week or the week after, we'll have game one. Last year was great. The battles that you and I had back and forth with the packs of cards. So we'll do that again. Tis the season for that, but this is still exhibition time here, and I'm going to do a football one. I know we don't love the
Jesus.
Football. No, but it's football.
What do you mean? We're getting none right. What year?
1995.
All right.
All right, open up the fresh pack right here.
Football. Oof.
Okay, let's see. 1995, this is Bowman.
Okay.
I was actually trying to get a, I was trying to pull a Phil Sims.
3-13 that year, of course. First year with the Kotite. Amazing season.
Okay, let's see what we got here. God, I got to organize these cards. All right, ready?
Yeah, no, not for football, right. But go ahead.
Hugh Douglas, 1995.
95 was with the Jets.
There you go. Okay, no off to one. Look at that card right there. What do you think of that?
I'd say, that was when he was drafted. Oh, that was at camp. Okay.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, it's not a bad one, actually.
Number two, Ronald Moore.
Ronald Moore is a wide receiver, I think. Cardinals?
No, you're thinking of Rob Moore.
No,
right?
I know Rob Moore.
Oh, okay.
No, not Rob Moore from Syracuse,
Cardinal, right?
The Jets supplemental.
This looks like a running
Ronald
back
Moore?
Here.
Okay, from Cardinals,
Jets.
Really?
Did you ever hear this guy? What is this?
Not
a Jets
really.
Heavy pack. All right, here's one that we've heard of before: Ken Norton,
Niners.
Yeah,
oh,
you
at
go.
This point, Niners, not Dallas.
Yeah, I'm just going. Good point. Trust your gut, right?
Yeah,
there.
I got you. 2 out of 3.
Oh God. Yeah, Scott Gragg, G-R-A-G-G.
He's an offensive lineman.
Yes,
definitely. He played for the Giants for a bunch.
Oh, here you go, BT. All right. All of a sudden, football's starting to be a little bit better. Here we go. We got this.
Sell down and over deliver.
Yeah. Brian Cox.
Brian Cox at this point was with Miami.
Yeah. What is this that I just got?
I don't know.
Right there, yeah, Brian. Right you know, Brian Cox is with Miami, dude. This is
a good pack.
All right, so you're obviously going to know the
4 for 5.
I wonder if this is Boomer Esiason.
What year?
95.
95. Boomer was. Let's see. Was he with the Jets for 3 years? Yeah. 94 was with Carroll. The collapse. The fake spike. Boomer was. It's Jets.
Yes, it is. And look at this, dude.
It's signed.
Yeah.
Wow.
No.
Give me that.
What do you mean?
Yeah, Boomer's my guy.
What do you mean Boomer's
my guy? You kiss Francesa's ass. That's my guy.
Look at that.
Yeah, I gotta get that.
Wait. You pulled an autograph?
It's signed.
No.
That's sick.
You just got one the other day. You got Kirk
McLean. What is going on here? What is this, an insert?
No. Sick. Let me see if I got to find this online.
Dude,
Hold on.
I'm sorry. I know you
got to keep that.
Oh.
I got to take it.
Now you can have it.
Nah,
it makes me feel good.
Dang it.
You know what? You know what? I'll give you something else.
It's
so we got another thing over here. Hold on.
You got to get through the rest of that pack. How sick is that?
That's incredible. 5 out of 6, by the way. What is he? What are you coming in for?
This is
going on.
We know how much you love Boomer.
Yeah.
You guys are. I almost cursed. Wow. You guys are asses. You really are.
We were, read what he wrote to you. You got a nice little sign, 8x10.
That's funny. That is funny. So, of course, you faked the signature here.
Well, we didn't fake it. No, he actually did sign
that. Well, you know, Yeah. That's funny. You guys got me.
We wore
that. Goes in a man cave. Put it right over Tiki's picture.
Yeah. Hey, what did he write on the 8x10?
He wrote, "Hey, BT, jam it up the A gap." Boom.
Sorry, but we tried to get
that's him
to
phenomenal.
Say, I wanted him to write, like,
that's
stop
great.
Kissing my ass or something like that.
That's awesome. Well done, boys, and well done, Boomer.
By the way, he wouldn't write, like, kiss my ass or whatever on there because he really appreciates your friendship and values you who you are.
That's awesome.
And your fandom.
He's like being
I'm being serious. Like, he legitimately, like, appreciates
you. The two of you kissing each other's ass here. I don't know what's going on
here. We're both men of respect, and we're both, you know.
Yeah,
you know. Captains of industry.
Both alpha males, athletes. Where are we going now?
That's awesome. That's great.
I legit did pull that card just one day sitting back there. I was like, oh, we got to get this signed by Boomer and have some fun with it.
Funny.
All right, we'll finish
five
up
out of
here.
Six.
Garrison Hurst.
Niners running back. Mm. No, Rams.
No.
Garrison Hurst.
You're right about he was a Niner,
Cardinals.
Obviously. Yeah, I don't remember the Cardinals either.
Damn. I remember in 98 when he ripped off that 96-yard touchdown run against the Jets week one out in San Francisco Candlestick.
Yes, I remember
when
that.
Mo Lewis whiffed on the tackle. We lost in overtime.
He was a good
and
back.
Glenn Foley started that game. Keyshawn Ankrabet had touchdowns.
All right, this is the last of the
five
names that I've heard
seven.
Of. Christian Fourier.
I just don't know if he was with the Patriots at that point. Hold on a second. I know he was like tight end, right?
Yes. This was his first team, I want to say.
He might not have been with the Patriots at this point. Lions?
No, Patriots? Seahawks.
Mm.
Yeah,
okay.
Remember him with the Seahawks?
Yeah, a little bit, I do. Five for eight.
Chris Jorich?
Lineman?
Yes, defensive
Chris
Lineman. Chris Jorich.
Did he play at, like, Washington? Either way.
Chicago.
University of Washington. University of Washington? Was he at Washington?
I don't know.
Chris Jorich was a Bear. What? 6 for 9.
Yes,
keep
he
going.
Was good pull right
you
there.
Like that? Yeah, you got your tricks. I got mine. 6 for 9.
Rob,
6 for 9, Sal.
Rob Fredrickson.
He just sounds like a lineman.
He was. Oh no, I'm sorry. It might have been a linebacker.
Yeah, Dolphins.
Raiders.
Yeah.
And Kez McCorvey.
I never heard of this guy. Rams.
Me neither. Lions. The whole reason why we wanted to do the football is to do
that's
the
great.
Thing. So we'll do an exhibition baseball for real next week, maybe head to head, and then we could start game one after that.
That is really fun.
And BT, by the way,
yes.
I mean, who else would give you an autographed card from your favorite player or one of your favorite
how about
guys?
Us taking
like
care
we,
of you?
We took care of you the way you gave us a sweatshirt, but we got you an autograph.
You got us the Mets hoodie. We got you Boomer.
I don't want to change the tone with me and Boomer. Boomer's not my favorite player.
Not even close. Okay. See, Mike is my favorite talk show host. So there we go.
Boomer is one of my favorite people. Which is more important than being a football player.
Yeah.
There you go. I caught up there, right?
Love Boomer.
That's great. That was slick, man. You guys got me.
And honestly, after looking at the signed card, I'm like, I'm going to keep this for myself. We got to get another one. That's a great looking card.
Because as you're going through this, I'm like, I don't think they signed cards back then and slipped them in.
Right. Well,
I'm thinking I didn't really collect football cards, so I don't know.
And I thought maybe because I honestly, this legit happened, as I told you the other day with me at home with the hockey.
Yes.
Where I got the Kirk McClain. I was like, what the hell is this?
So I thought
maybe then it would be more believable.
Awesome.
Like I said, the whole point was he was supposed to write on it to BT stop kissing my ass. Then you would have known.
It's my boy Boomer. I love him.
I have to say, there is one gullible person in this room that we can get any time. BT.
Why?
Oh, dude, we play you like a fiddle.
What's this guy talking about?
What do you mean you
play? Wait, am I supposed to be skeptical when you pull a card?
Yes, I would think most average people in this world would be like, do you guys just pull my chain?
Really?
Yeah.
No, we sold it. We sold it.
Hey, we sell it very. We know how to sell it.
You should be writing scripts for wrestling then. You guys are amazing sell job.
Soon we will be. BT.
Boomer. I mean, I'm all about laughing at myself, but I got to be honest. Hoff, I think that's a very unfair indictment. It's a very inaccurate description.
Let me just tell you
characterization.
Something.
Gullible. I've been called loud. I've been called the jerk. Not by many people. Most people do like me. If you know me, you like me. If you don't know me, you might not. But I've never been called gullible. Hmm. That's the first time in my life that I've ever heard
I'll tell you this much. I want a Papa Shango really bad, and I got him.
That has nothing to do with.
Yeah, I could have played my hand. I'm just telling you.
What
like
do you,
you
mean? What is this guy when talking
he came,
about?
He came to me afterwards, asked me who I should be.
Talking about me?
Did yes. You, oh, you asked Hoff?
Who, yeah.
Who, well, who I'm do just I really want a conversation be? With them.
And you, just Hoff, did you try to sell him on?
I just kept
it.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to play my hand.
You wanted Papa Shango?
I wanted Papa Shango the whole time. It's going to be badass.
But you got him.
You got him, yeah.
Exactly.
So that's how you, yesterday's events and this is why I'm gullible?
I mean, just two of many times that we've gotten you before.
I don't know if I like this.
We'll go back. I'll go through the archives.
Really?
Or maybe not.
I mean, where's this sneak attack coming from?
No. I think it's all in good fun. We did have some fun with the Boomer stuff. I was just upset Boomer didn't write Stop Kissing My
Ass
on there.
Jam it up the A-gap. He actually wouldn't write that, huh?
He did.
He's
didn't
too classy.
Him.
That's why he's one of my guys.
All right, BT and Sal on the fan. We'll come back. Let's get some Knicks into the conversation. We haven't talked about them yet. Also, a note from basketball last night, college basketball, that I haven't gotten to yet that I do want to get to. I'd be
college
curious.
Basketball?
Yes, college basketball
last
night.
Did you start to jump into the
just
season?
Just a very little thing that I'd be curious to get your take. And we'll get back to your calls on the Giants. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the